The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Steve, I want to say his name is Farshid or something like that. I don't know what it is.
What's wrong with Muji Bar? I thought that's what we were going with.
No.
Say Fareed like no
is
problem.
Is it Fareed?
Well, Fareed's my middle name. So it's Ken my name Fareed. Is Steve Fareed Farshid. That's my name.
They call him the Manimal.
Yeah.
Like Kenneth Fareed.
Right.
Yeah.
They call him the Manimal.
Mine is John Manato Granato.
It's not Manato.
You wish your name rhymed.
It's not Manato.
Don't be jealous, man. That's,
why?
Del, I just got hate.
Del, can you take that, John Manato? My name is John Manato Granato. Can you, Granato? Can you please cut that and save that, please?
Why? Did
you're gonna
you,
ask
why
me why my name
rhyme?
Rhymes?
Why did you rhyme your name,
John? Please don't ask stupid questions. People are listening to you. You know that, right?
What the hell?
No,
who does that?
He stopped caring years ago.
You asked me why my name rhymes.
Lance Zierlein Zierlein.
He doesn't
what
care.
What the hell?
About
who does that?
Doesn't care
no
who's
care.
Listening.
No care.
God, is that how you succeed in this business?
He's just waiting to play poker. He's a Teflon John.
That's all. Yeah. So Steve is the one of the managers here at Prime Social, and we had 139 players last
That's
week.
That's it?
Yeah. So
how about the next day? How'd the next day go?
110, I believe, for the double buy-in.
That was
the 30,000 guarantee.
30,000.
Wow! Yeah. But his double buy-in.
Yeah, it was 240.
200.
Yeah.
This one's just 100. That's rebuys, why. That's why for a $7,000 first prize, which it was.
It's
last
just
week.
A price point. It's a nice price point. You know, you can come and peel off 120 and just take a shot. I mean, that's it.
That's yeah.
It. I mean, most people have. Well, I don't know, but $100 is just to throw in the wind.
I made 4-1 on my money
for $7,000.
There you
that's
go.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
All right, 70 times your money.
People spend more than that on scratch offs, and you don't get those kind of.
No,
odds.
Not that's not for 70 no, times your money.
Exactly.
No, so that's just all, and you don't even have to be that good. Okay,
I mean, naturally,
I've made final tables.
It helps.
Exactly. Point taken,
John.
Sure.
You can play a little bit every time. I'll just get a picture, and it's just a chip stack,
mm-hmm.
and it'll tell me the number. Then right. There'll be other days, no pictures.
Right. Well, what was the end of that chip stack picture? Like, that's early on. I mean, I've gotten those
no,
pictures,
at the end.
Too.
That's
is that the end?
End? That's
yeah.
End. Yeah. I don't send it
up?
Because that's bad luck if you send it before
that's,
the
end. That's true.
That's bad luck.
You never want to send it.
You never send it before the end.
You never want to send it.
So
you count your money.
So are we going to do every Friday 10,000 guaranteed?
I mean, maybe every Friday you guys are here because that Friday was our best day.
That was great.
Ever.
It was unbelievable.
That was packed.
So. But you had champagne and cake.
I mean.
Well, you want to do champagne and cake today?
It was really expensive champagne, as you pointed out earlier. But
the one guy at the table. Yeah. And the other
I mean, that is typical. That is
100%.
That's poker players in a nutshell right there.
Oh, that is.
I've seen that.
Yeah. That is. Free champagne and, hey.
Somebody else actually complained. They said, why do you only just have yellow cake? And I literally.
Just walk away.
I pivoted and walked away. That was my response.
That was a customer service highlight moment for me.
I just walked away. Hey, I couldn't handle it.
One guy today was like, hey, this blue frosting is going to stain my fingers and teeth and mouth.
Lance, don't tell me that stuff.
That's a lie.
I just get really upset.
That's a lie. You see, I do a lot of, like, I'll tell a lot of lies to get people upset. Uh-huh. I got John earlier with one, too.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for years. My wife has figured out she'll stop. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Only little tiny baby lies to throw you off your game.
Sure.
Like, I'll do it to my wife, and she'll say,
That's a lie.
Like, when she's not sure, usually she knows it's a lie immediately. But I'm an actor. I don't know if you know this.
I can really sell.
Yeah, I do some acting. Yeah.
Well, you should have really seen the acting. He did a Cobos Q, the barbecue.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. John was really excited at how good I was at. Like, it looks like you're going to eat all of it. I said, I tried.
Yeah.
Someone said, you just wish someone would look at you.
Like I look at barbecue.
Wow.
Like, find yourself someone who looks at you like Lance looks at barbecue.
That's high praise.
And then someone replaced it with feet.
You know what's funny, though, you say that about that, is I've seen you with people.
With barbecue?
No. I've seen you with people that I would have lost my patience long before you. You're very good with customer service and keeping your temper.
You know, 15 years in Vegas, I mean, it really teaches you, you know, when you're in that environment, basically the hospitality capital of the world, and just kind of learning from the people around you and the older people about how it's important, and it's what built Vegas. You know, is just come out here and just be treated like a god no matter who you are, and that's where you learn. And then thankfully, we were able to bring that to Houston, and I think that's what set us apart here from the other rooms in town.
The service.
Just the hospitality and just the, hey.
That's a good point. I made that point to people before is here at Prime. I think a lot of times you have people in Houston like, well, is it Houston-centric? Well, first of all, our entire city is built on people who have come in from not in Houston. That's John Granato has come in, and he's been a fixture in Houston from the time he was here. He's not originally from here. A lot of people come in, and they become fixtures in Houston. That's what makes Houston so great. But I think the Las Vegas angle is very important because you know how it's supposed to be run and you know about the hospitality angle. Yeah. And that's something that does get lost is Vegas. You just mentioned it. That makes perfect sense. Vegas is about hospitality because you've got competition all around you, so you got to try to be the best.
Well, it was built as like a paradise for people. I mean,
still feel like it is.
And then, I mean, obviously, there's
as long
a little
as
bit of
there 3 days only.
The luster has come off of Vegas just a little bit now with so many, you know, Indian reservation casinos and Native American stuff, and now sports books everywhere in other states. So it's lost a little luster. So they need to revamp. But the hospitality is always going to be there, and that's what we try to bring here to Houston.
Yeah. And, hell, the competition, like you said, these things are popping up all over the place now.
Yeah.
But it's still not even close. I mean, it's you're fighting an unfair fight here.
And it's great to go out and explore these other places and see what they have to offer. But we tend to see that they just come back, you know, here to Prime Social.
Right.
You know, the best is the best, and decor-wise and hospitality-wise, you can't compare.
No, it's first class all the way. Prime Social. TX.com. Come on out. The game's still going on. They still got games going on. There's 24 hours now here that they're going from Thursday all the way until Monday morning. So if you're looking for a game middle of the night, you got it right here at Prime Social. Anyway, so you are not betting against Tommy?
No. If I was going to make a bet, it would be the Patriots. But if it goes to three, I would imagine you're going to see a lot of Rams action, but it went to three briefly, apparently, at the South Point, and they took in a lot of Rams action, and then they moved it back to two.
Then they realized, all right, we can't do this.
I still think it'll be three at game time, to be honest with you. I really do. I don't think it'll be three at game time, and honestly, I still think it's a good bet.
Well, this is where you don't see Vegas making this mistake too often, but the reason that it hasn't gotten to three when all the money – and this is historic how much money is on the Patriots, and it's the
number
still hasn't moved, is because it started at one Rams.
Right.
So you got a middle from one until three.
How much money came in at once? They had to have moved that super fast.
They moved
fast.
It only lasted a half an hour, I think.
Oh, that's right, because people jumped all over.
Yeah, they couldn't have been very heavy on one. Like, they had to.
Rams?
Yeah, they couldn't be a very.
They were happy.
They probably
the
moved it. No, I know they're.
Oh,
I think that as soon as the Patriots' money came, my guess is they moved it very quickly.
I still think there's a big, huge liability. And that's my opinion. I got a lot of people that work in the sports book back home.
Anything
in
one and
they
a half.
Need the Rams bad.
Yeah, they do. But they needed the other
Giants,
side last year.
They needed a.
You know, I had Doug Castaneda from.
And they didn't get it last year.
Doug's at the Win, and he used to be at the Stardust. And I used to do some stuff with Joe Lupo and Scucci and those guys in the Texans pregame
Lefty
show.
Lefty Rosenthal.
Yeah. Well, Lefty wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there yet anymore.
So I remember those guys. It was Bob Scucci and
– he was making movies about himself.
Good old Bob Scucci.
Bob Scucci and Doug Castaneda were telling me that's a myth that people – one of the biggest myths is we want even action on both sides and just make the juice. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't even keep the lights on with the juice. We got to get heavier on one side so we have a chance to make money.
But you also
don't want tremendous exposure, and sometimes they dump off at other casinos or whatever.
What was that, Bengals 49ers in the 80s?
Back in 89.
They closed some sports books. I mean, they couldn't move the line fast enough, and
it just got pummeled.
And then
it wasn't even close.
Nope.
I mean, just a pummeling. They broke Tim Kremreis' leg in 1,500 places just to make the point.
Well, wait a minute. The Bengals 40. Oh, the second one?
Yeah, the blowout, the Montana blowout or whatever.
That wasn't a blowout. There was no blowout.
The one down in Miami. Right? Wasn't that?
It was the
one?
Final drive, John Taylor.
No, you're talking about the next
Detroit.
One, Denver. You're talking about Denver versus San Francisco, I bet, where Denver got obliterated.
Yeah. No, the first one was 26-21.
Yeah, John Taylor had the catch and run.
No, the first one against the Bengals was 26-21 in Detroit.
Yeah, but it was a catch and run by Taylor for the
– That was the second
that
one.
That was in Tampa. Yeah.
That was in Tampa. That was the second one. The first one was in Detroit with the laying on at the goal line stand. The Bengals were up 21-0, and the 49ers beat them 26-21. I know because I won the square. At my dad's bar. I know this for a fact.
Yep.
Bengals were up 21-0 in the 49ers.
I won a Super Bowl square. You know which one I won? And this is a very memorable one. And I didn't know what my square number was because I was working at a restaurant. We're watching Leon Lett running for a touchdown and hold the ball down, and Don Beebe runs and smacks it out of his hands. And like, boy, we're like, somebody's really happy and somebody's really pissed on the squares. Get to work and found out that was my square I won. I would have lost if Don Beebe saved my money. I won the square for the fourth quarter because of that, or the game, I guess, the end of the game, fourth quarter, because of that one play.
Well, I told you my Hunter Smith story.
No.
I lost $5,000 on a square because he dropped the extra point in the Colts-Bears Super Bowl. In the second quarter, end of the second quarter, they scored a touchdown.
You lost how much?
I lost five large. I hit the square.
You know what that is?
The extra point.
That's
it was only from 3 yards out, too. It wasn't like today.
You know what that is? That's Jesus punishing you for all the stuff you did when you lived in Chicago.
That's not Jesus doesn't punish me.
That was Jesus punishing you with the 5,000 with a five large loss. You're welcome.
Lance's dad is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Steve?
Yeah.
Farshid? We appreciate
Steve from Prime.
Yeah, there we go.
No, he's Steve Farhid Shahid. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
Okay, Monado.
Men's Tea Clinic. Okay.
Let me tell you about Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic got me right on – and this is what they'll do for you. I was 4 days off my 4 days off my schedule, and because I'd been in Mobile, Alabama, and I just hadn't been able to get in on the 1 week. I'm set up for 1 week, right, every week. And so because I was off by 4 days, they changed up – my schedule. So they said, okay, we'll get you in here. We're going to give you a larger dose, and we'll get you caught up. And that's what they do. They will alter what their service is for you. They'll alter your plan based on where you are. So if you do not get to the level where you're getting the maximum benefits from your testosterone treatments, then they will increase it. If they feel like you have too much, they'll bring them down. Whatever it is that you need, the providers there are watching you and checking on you every single week, so they get you dialed into the perfect number. And when you get dialed into the perfect number, you know it. Your body type starts to change after 2 or 3 months. You start to metabolize quicker. You've got more energy. You're quicker and sharper mentally. It's like a big giant, that big giant cloud that, that hangs over you right now in your entire life, you start to get that thing lifted. And it really is that big. I mean, it can be that substantial. You can live your best life when your testosterone level is where it, you know, where it should be. You get your best opportunity at living that best life. Make sure that you go into Men's T Clinic. There's four locations in Houston, Cypress, The Heights, Pasadena, and Pearland. You stop in there, and it takes just minutes to get tested and to find out if your testosterone level is a little bit low. MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Prime Social. John and Lance being joined right now by Coach Zierlein here to talk about this game, give you a little insight of what's going on. He's faced all these guys, and so we will maybe not Sean McVay.
Not Sean McVay.
No, I mean, he's like 12.
Well, yeah, you did, Dad, because you're in a division with him his rookie season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I thought because he's 12 years old, I didn't think you had faced him
he's
yet.
He's not 12 years old. He's
about
in his 30s.
Coach Zierlein, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, John. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're glad you're all everything is great for you, and we can talk a little about this game. You know, there's a funny stat that I've been talking about all week long, Coach, and I put out an article this morning on SportsMap. Everybody needs to get to it about the first quarter and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And you would think with Bill Belichick and the greatest ever, you would think how 2 weeks they could prepare that they would be ready for this football game. But they're not. They just don't score. They've scored a total of 3 points in eight games, a total of 3 points in the first quarter of these games. Is that – can you explain that?
No, I can't. You know, but I guess what I can explain is that they score a bunch of points later on, which is a testament to how well they adjust to what they're seeing out there. You know, that's the thing about it is when you game plan them, you game plan for what you've seen, and invariably you get in the game and you see something entirely different, or at least a wrinkle or two that makes it different. And the key to winning is to make adjustments to those things. And you can't do it at halftime. It's got to be done prior to halftime or it's too late.
Yeah, you know, I want you to talk about Bill Belichick for a second because I remember you telling me this years ago from your time dealing with him when you were at Cleveland. And you know, we were talking about what he did against you and I were talking about that with Snacks about what he did against the Kansas City Chiefs, where he double teamed Tariq Hill and then took his best corner, Stephen Gilmore, mm-hmm. and put him on Travis Kelce. Well, now I think it's highly unlikely, based on all of Bill Belichick's history, that he follows up with anything that looks similar to last week, because he doesn't. What you get is something brand new from him usually every week, right? He doesn't show you what he's going to do on previous tape.
No, you know, there'll be a base, especially on first down stuff, when he's using his base personnel. If the Rams are in base personnel, the Rams play quite a bit of base personnel. But what he does in this game is not going to be anything that they've seen before. There will be, you know, he'll play his normal stuff, but with a lot of variations in it. Wade Phillips will do the same thing. But the thing about Belichick is he takes away, number one, he takes away your best player, and number two, he takes away your best plays. And so that's going to vary from team to team. As you mentioned, the way they took away Tyreek Hill, using two guys that weren't their best cover guys, but putting their best cover guy on somebody else. I mean, that's what he does. Offensively, they do the same thing. You've seen in the playoffs here against high-powered offense that they have turned into an old-fashioned running team. They open up in the I formation and run weak side isos and strong side isos and stretch plays entirely different than what they might have been doing earlier in the year. So Belichick's going to do something different. I know the first time we ever played them when I was at Cleveland, I thought there were 13 guys on defense out there. They just came at you so many different ways, but he's a master.
Larry Zierlein with us here on ESPN 97.5 talking about this game. I don't know that I've seen an offensive in the playoffs play better than this Patriots offensive line is. Brady Bates has been hit three times in two games so far. It's just unbelievable how good they are. And they're not great. I mean, Andrews and Trent Brown and the rest of those guys, but they're playing an unbelievably as a unit right now.
You know, I think that that's true to an extent. I will tell you this, when a quarterback's not getting hit, it's usually because of the quarterback. And Brady is not going to stand back there and hold on to the ball. I think the offensive line is doing a good job. I'm more impressed with their run blocking than their protection. But Brady is not going to allow himself to be hit. That ball is coming out extremely, extremely quick. And, you know, if tenths of a second make a lot of difference in pass protection. And if he holds that ball two-tenths of a second longer, he's going to be getting hit a whole lot more. So I give credit for the offensive line, but I give a whole lot more credit to Brady. Just a real quick example here. Back in 2008, I believe, the year we won the Super Bowl, we played New England, and Tom had been hurt the very first play of the first game. And he had, the year before, he had been sacked like 17 times. The year in 2018, there was a different quarterback. Same offensive line, the Patriots quarterbacks that year got sacked 48 times. Tom wasn't the quarterback. And then the following year when he came back, they went back to, 16 or 17 sacks. So a quarterback has a lot to do with sacks and hits.
Mm-hmm. What, can you explain why you think, and I know you maybe haven't watched the Rams all year, but it always seems strange to think they have Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald in the middle of that defense, and yet they haven't been great in terms of stopping a run. And I think sometimes people get surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that too, although I don't think Sue is what he used to be, but Aaron Donald is the best I've ever seen. I don't know that Dante Fowler, you would really call him a run stopper. I think that they're more built for speed, for going side to side. But I am a little bit surprised with that front that they haven't been a little bit better at stopping the run.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy. Larry Zierlein with us here.
That leads me to, the one thing about Bill Belichick, and we saw it against Kansas City, Dad, is that if you can't stop the run, and this is what I really respect, they lined up under center a ton, and they basically said, well, we don't care what, we usually do. We'll line up under center, and we'll run it right at you as much as we need to if we don't think you can stop the run.
Yeah, and they may do the same thing with the Rams. You can better believe that they have game plan for Aaron Donald. That guy is the X factor. He can completely take over a game. And so they're going to do something for him in the run game, and they're going to do something for him in protection. But I do think that they're going to come out and try to slow down that pass rush by Donald and run the ball at him. This guy, you can't block him. I mean, you can slide to him. You can use backs. He is so quick, so strong, so slippery I haven't seen a scheme yet that just completely stops him. But I will say that the Patriots will do the best job of anybody in the last few games. They'll do the best job of slowing him down or having the best plan for him anyway.
And then there's the other side. If the thought is, Coach, that if you shut down the Rams' running game, you got to make Goff beat you. Is that how you'd approach it? I want, if the Rams are going to win, then Goff's got to beat me.
Yeah, and I don't know if Goff is ready to win yet. I think he's a good quarterback, and he's made gigantic strides since McVay got there. He was awful as a rookie. I thought he was a bust. I mean, he was throwing balls in the dirt and everything else. But this is a different game, and I don't know that he's ready to win the game. And I think the Patriots are going to have a plan to stop the run. What the Rams do with their running game is they do a lot of movement, a lot of motion. But they run very basic run plays, but their motion, their movement messes with the eyes of the linebackers. And the linebackers kind of, they like to have a key that they can have. And when you start crossing people in front of them, their eyes start to wander, and then they don't fit well on the runs. And I know that the Patriots this week have worked extremely hard on eliminating the fluff of all the motion and just concentrating on the basics of the runs that the Rams do. And the Rams really are very basic on the runs they do, but they dress them up so much that it can mess with you a little bit.
But aren't you afraid of that jet sweep with Woods or Cooks?
I'm not afraid of it because I'm going to be watching on TV. But but yeah, I mean that's part of the deal. And they'll probably make a couple of plays with the jet sweep. But the Patriots are going to have an answer for it. I'm certain of that.
That's Larry Zerline right here on ESPN 97.5. So if you were a betting man, who would you pick in this one?
Well, I think the Rams have the most talented players. They're a very talented young team. But the Patriots have years and years of playing in this game, and they've got Tom Brady. And I would say if both of them were in the Super Bowl for the first time, I would pick the Rams. But I've got to go with the Patriots. I know that having Super Bowl experience and being able to handle not just the game but the week leading up to it, is a big deal, and so I think the Patriots. I would pick the Patriots, and mostly because of Brady, and secondly because of the fact that they've been there so much, and these players know what to expect.
That's 100% the same reason why. Like I just don't know if Goff and the Rams are ready for this moment. And when I say the Rams, I mean Sean McVay, Goff. In the moment is not just the game, but it's the preparation leading up, it's the media, it's the second half when the Patriots get really cranked up. I mean, there's a lot of it that talent can win, and they might beat them with talent, and they might beat them with pass rush. But I just that there's a lot, and there's something also to the fact that the Patriots, who have not been the same team this year, all of a sudden the last 2 weeks against good competition, the Chargers, not the last 2 weeks, last two games, the Chargers and Chiefs, all of a sudden that offense looks like it may be on an uptick, and timing is a big part of winning in a postseason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it really is. It really is. And they have definitely had the answer against those two high-powered offenses. And, I think that they'll – I've seen those guys too many times, and they do have the answers as long as Brady's there. But, again, don't discount that Aaron Donald. I mean, he is a he is a wrecking crew on his own. And they've got to have a plan for him, without a doubt.
Boy, that's saying something, the best you've ever seen, because you've seen a lot of defensive linemen. For him to be the best you've ever seen, that's something.
I've
Larry Zerline.
Seen one that quick.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's hard. Quick is tough. And quick is one thing. Quick and strong is another. And he's rare strength.
That's
for
how
a guy
Ed Oliver.
His size.
He's just like Ed Oliver.
I keep hearing Ed Oliver's. Ed Oliver's. Dad, you watch Ed Oliver from Houston yet?
Oh, yeah. I've seen him several times.
Yeah. Well, everyone likes it because he weighs about 270-something. Everyone said, he's just like Ed. He reminds me of Aaron Donald. And I'm just thinking, you know what's not fair to Ed Oliver? Calling him Aaron Donald. Mm-hmm. The most impactful interior defender that maybe will ever play the game. A guy who is unbelievably powerful and strong with leverage.
Yeah.
You remember at the Senior Bowl? He destroyed people at the Senior Bowl. It wasn't even close.
You know, I've seen that all over. He's got a good takeoff. But, you know, guys that size, you know, oftentimes get engulfed in the NFL. Aaron Donald's that rare exception that doesn't. And, you know, Ed Oliver may end up being like it. Aaron Donald, but he's not there yet, and he hasn't done it yet. So, he has to do it. Aaron Donald has done it.
Nope, absolutely. Larry Zerline with us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks for the insight.
All right. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game.
Yeah,
right,
you
we'll
too.
See you.
You too. Larry Zerline right here. And how are you going to – See, I put out all of these props, and they were all from mybookie.ag.
Are they still out there?
Pardon me?
Are they still out there? Or did they take them all down after you let your action out? Or people are afraid? Were they afraid? Did they take them down?
I might have moved.
Did they put circles on them?
They didn't put circles on them. They just moved the lines.
Granato had his big releases. Put circles on them. We don't want too much exposure. How come? Granato did it.
It's Granato, okay? So I don't go by my middle name too often. But listen, here's the deal. is what I need you to do is go to mybookie.ag, and they're gonna match. If you've never been on before, but they've also got matches for you reloading at mybookie.ag. They do stuff, all the promotions all the time, so that you get extra bonus wagers that you are able to, even if you've been somebody that's been on there, you know that they're always giving you some kind of a deal where you can add on and you can add and future wagers. So if you're looking for a great place to play, I mean, it's unbelievable the number of things that you can bet on. And it's not just sports, it's casino, it's politics, it's entertainment. It's unbelievable. Go to mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're just starting, they'll match your initial deposit 50% right now at mybookie.ag.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Oh my God, is this unbelievable? Apparently, CJ Anderson.
Yeah.
CJ Anderson wanted some pictures of a girl.
Oh no.
Yeah. He messaged pharmacy technician Paige Gunning, 26, of Bozeman, Montana, after seeing her racy photos on Instagram in September. He is expecting his first child with girlfriend Raquel Torres.
Uh-huh.
He offered to fly out the pharmacy technician for sex after he requested nude photos.
Uh-huh.
In one exchange,
you don't Anderson, like this getting out Super Bowl week, do you?
Anderson told her, I mean, I'm a big freak, LOL. Tongue goes everywhere you can think of.
Okay, hold on. Madi, Nick, if you're in the car, you need to turn to the station. Go back to the buzz. Go to the buzz. Go to see what Rod Ryan's doing now.
So then
not Granato,
she
Manato.
Sent a sexy full-body photo, to which he replied, that's not bad. Bleepable.
What?
You got a stomach. You trying to lose it?
Hold on, man.
When she expressed she was self-conscious about her physique, he replied, sorry, hon. Don't hate yourself. Just eat right and lose it.
Dell, you co-signing C.J. Anderson? The bus? He does. He just co-signed it.
Fat Mike Tolbert?
He is Mike Tolbert, probably more than the bus.
No, I'm not co-signing any of this because there's, sometimes a man needs to be self-aware. And when he's joking about pregnancy weight on himself, probably shouldn't be talking about the woman's.
How did this get out, John?
She put it out
there. Of course she did.
That's right.
Well, but here's the deal. He asked, are you fat? I really don't do fat girls, he said. CJ Anderson. Now listen, though. Here.
You know your mic's on. You know,
yeah.
You hear everything.
Yeah.
Your mic is 100% on. No, is his mic on?
It's Raheel. On.
That's a good rule.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not Raheel.
It's on.
Hey.
It's on.
Hey.
That mic's on.
That is. Now listen, though. Like, I guess there's some.
Dude, you know what? Well, I don't understand how these guys haven't figured out everything. All their direct messages are subject. You don't even know these people. You are subject. I bet you he does care that he got put on blast nationally. But they should shame him and kick him out of the Super Bowl.
No, I hope so, because I
that's
got
what Twitter should do.
And a half yards.
Twitter, exactly. Me too now. Yeah. So Twitter should shame him, get him out of the Super Bowl, see if he takes the same shame that everyone else would get.
Let me ask you this, though. Aren't there some, Raheel, maybe you can answer this, some Muslim guys that won't go out with Muslim women or black guys that won't go out with black girls?
So you're saying
he's
chunky.
He's a fat guy that won't. He says, I ain't having no fat girl.
I just feel like you shouldn't. Your girlfriend's pregnant with your first child. What part of this story is a good part of this story?
Listen,
the one where he says, I'm not going out with.
That's the good part.
I don't do fat girls. That's the good part.
That's the ironic part, you mean?
I mean, no. There are guys that won't, like, I mean, just because you don't want to be part, you know, to have relations with your people, that's fine.
Yeah, you want to try something new. You don't want to.
So that's
same ham sandwich all the time.
So that's the trip you took us on. CJ doesn't want to have sex with his people, and by his people, I mean fat people.
Yeah, this is where John just took us. The bus just stopped.
I was wondering what he was.
The bus just stopped at its final stop,
and that was the trip. Ding! I went off this ride.
Did you just pull? You just pulled the cord.
I pulled it. I got to get off the bus.
Hey, coming up next, you're at the.
The train just stopped there.
You're at the.
Listen,
I've got a stomach stop. I feel self-conscious about it. Coming up next is CJ says I don't do fat girl stop. That's the final stop. Final stop. CJ Anderson, I don't do fat girl stop. Coming up next. Everyone off the bus here. Everyone off the train here. This is the final stop here. CJ Anderson does do fat girl stop. Thanks for riding the L here in Chicago. -40.
He doesn't do his people. His people.
Man, look at John laughing at himself
for 2 days.
Again.
Other people. Let me tell you, this is what I like.
Kind of funny though.
This is what I like. She cried for 2 days, and then she did screen.
She
cap
cried for 2 days,
and then sent it to
that sucks.
Blossom.
She cried for 2 days.
Yeah,
why?
I'm
because
hurt.
CJ Anderson didn't want to have sex with her.
Okay, would you? Do you want to hang out with another NFL draft expert?
Depends who.
Or do you want to hang out with somebody
else?
Not
Todd McShay.
Yeah. So there you go.
No, right. He's got attitude.
No.
You want to hang out with another Italian sports radio host?
No, I don't like him. Right.
Oh, so now we're going to kill CJ.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll hang out with Daniel Jeremiah. He's a nice guy. That's fine.
I don't like
hanging out with Bucky Brooks.
I don't like hanging out with people who rhyme their middle names with their last names. Okay?
All right, Minato.
That's right.
It's the John Minato Granato Show.
You know, this is what I like about being on, not being on Radio Row. Other people are having guests, talking about the game. And you know what we get? CJ Anderson and his quote-unquote people.
This story is better than any Radio Row interview. The fact that we're discussing one fat guy, a fat guy telling a woman he says is fat, that's his opinion, that he won't have sex with her.
Oh, here we go.
You see the picture?
Yeah, I've seen it. She's not bad. She's not fat.
No. Which one are you looking at?
I can't do this show with you guys.
She's nice.
No.
Adele, how did you get here?
I see.
You're supposed to be the gatekeeper, Adele. You pretend like you're the gatekeeper.
I can't. What am I supposed to do? Turn off his mic from here?
The show off the track.
He pushed.
Yeah. Okay.
You're sitting right next to him,
and
you allow it.
Off. Okay. I thought we stopped and we were getting off this train.
Not me. I
Dell supposedly pulled the cord. He wanted off, and then
I did want off.
This is way better than Radio Row.
Well, it is. It is.
Pull the cord.
You could be listening to Eddie George talk about what?
That's right. Talk about when he was in the musical Chicago. Yeah.
Hey, Eddie.
And how it's.
Hey, Eddie. You're here at Super Bowl for the 14th straight year. Can you tell us about that last drive against the Rams?
And also about Cheetos.
I'm partnering up with Cheetos this year to give back to the kids.
That's how it starts.
What are you giving back?
Thanks
Obesity?
For having me here. Love being in Houston. Of course, I started my career in Houston.
Orange.
Houston has a special place for me. You know, this year I was lucky enough to partner up with Hot Doritos. And Hot Doritos is keeping it hot for the kids this year. For every time you go to Doritos and you hashtag it, Hot Doritos for the kids, where they're going to give a bag of Doritos to some needy kids. And we're really excited about that. We're also looking at doing something with Takis, a little crossover.
Amazing.
Cut
amazing
Cheetos
stuff,
out.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, let me ask you real quickly. Do you wipe your hands or do you lick them after you eat your Doritos?
No, that's a personal preference. Hashtag that. Wipe or lick. Wipe or lick. Hashtag wipe or lick.
That is not
it. So we're going to hashtag wipe or lick, and we can do that as well. Now, ask me about the
game. You know what? I'm going to ask CJ Anderson because he does amazing things with his tongue.
He said, by the way, his agent said, CJ's focus is on helping his teammates prepare for the New England Patriots, blah, blah, blah. At no time would he ever want to hurt anyone's feelings. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we will not dignify someone who's looking for 5 minutes of fame.
That's true.
With
clout chase.
And,
John just gave a clout chaser clout.
At no time will he try to hurt someone's feelings. Also, at no time will he have sex with fat girls.
Right.
Dale's part of the problem too on this show.
All right. It may be ironic, but it's a fact. Okay. It's a fact. He doesn't want to hurt feelings, but he also ain't having sex with fat girls.
All he said was eat right. Maybe when he's done, he's going to be a dietitian.
I don't do fat girls.
That's not a – yeah, he said, I don't do fat girls. So he didn't just say, hey, maybe get into shape because, by the way, you're a fat girl and I won't have sex with you. That's what he said.
Okay. There's a layer of irony here.
Yes. But
here's the picture she sent. Did you see that?
Under a layer of CJ's fat.
Oh, she should have taken it. No, look. You got to take a better picture. The lighting is not. The lighting. The lighting is not.
What angle do you think she could have taken there?
Just right here.
You're saying cropped.
She cropped the first one, which is.
But she is
there's
beautiful.
Nothing wrong with that
nothing
one.
Nothing wrong.
She's
there's beautiful.
Nothing wrong with any. I of guarantee it. A lot of listeners would say, "Yeah, she's."
What do you think?
Not JD.
He's had Giselle before, basically. Really better than Giselle.
You know. I don't know this transition. Del, how are we going to do this transition?
Well, if you are confronted with the woman you're not attracted to, maybe as CJ would say, a fat girl, what do you do?
Forhims.com/John5. Forhims.com. Maybe we get CJ some of that.
And then Paige would get some of CJ.
Forhims.com/John5. All right. For whatever reason you need that, it's here for you. And you, my friends, will benefit from the greatness that is. And here's the deal. You don't spend nearly – how about $5? You got $5? Yeah, you got $5. You got $5. So here's the deal. You will get the generic equivalent of that blue pill that you're spending hundreds and hundreds on at the pharmacy. And it's ridiculous how much they're charging now. But at forhims.com, you got the same equivalent. They're able to make the generic equivalent now, and you just spend less. That's all. I mean, same work. It does the same great stuff for you, and you don't have any issues in the bedroom. It's too embarrassing. You don't want that. You don't need that in your life. And then you just go online. You talk to a doctor. $5. First month, $5. At forhims.com/John5. Forhims.com/John5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Raheel, Dell, Lance, all right here. Andres. Andres is actually sitting over here. He's usually over sniffing around by Tasha, but he's not. I don't know why. Something, maybe she shot him down. I don't know. You shot your shot and it's over? Okay. We're live at Prime Social, and we got the 10,000 guarantee at noon. We want you to come and be part of it. And it's just 100. That's the thing about it. You get a 10,000 guarantee. A lot of entries are $200 or $300. $100, $120 to enter, and then $100 rebuys and add-ons. So this is the place to be at noon today. Friday was crazy last week. Crazy. We want you to be here today. See Q. Q is here, and she is ready. She is ready to serve you.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. 713-780-3776, the number, if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
So a lot of things went down in the basketball world yesterday. The move, Kristaps Porzingis to seven-player trade to the Dallas Mavericks. Dennis Smith is one of the players headed over to the New York Knicks, along with two future first-rounders. This is a big, big trade because, number one, Porzingis is hurt the entire year. We know that. Last year, he was tired all the time, he said, because he just didn't get enough rest or something. Probably playing Fortnite, who knows. But he had to miss games because he was tired and fatigued, which I call that soft. But the Mavericks have traded for a very good player when he's healthy, and Porzingis, who's going to be coming off an injury.
To
go with Luka. I kind of like it for the Knicks because he didn't want to be there. Porzingis made it clear he didn't want to be there. It's been dysfunctional. He's thought it's been dysfunctional. And if you're the Knicks, you get a hit reset. you clear him out of there, who didn't want to be there, who's who's not durable, and then you get two first rounders, you get max cap space. You may do the same thing you've done for several years now, which is be total trash and not be able to bring any real players to New York. But at least you have a shot. It is New York. It is the Mecca, quote-unquote the Mecca. You do have money for two guys, so you can – it's one thing to sell one player on coming and building around one guy. That's hard. You have to do it – you have to entice two guys at the same time, tamper behind the scenes, because that's what you have to do, and say, look, it's going to be you two. We got you Dennis Smith. We got a couple first-rounders coming. We got this is our plan to add
Zion
mid-level.
Williamson.
Yeah, you could end up with Zion Williamson. You could end up with, I don't know, Ja Morant is, he's a point guard, so I don't know, he's getting talk about, I got him number three up there on ESPN. Zion is the guy. I mean, you don't pass on another potential LeBron body type guy. You just don't do it. But, man, when you look at what they have a chance to do with the Knicks on paper, that's pretty good. So maybe this will be the time that they can sell it. If you're the Mavericks, you're hoping that all of a sudden Porzingis is magically healthy and not tired once he got out of that dysfunctional organization. And you tie he and Luka together, forget it. I mean, that's a really talented front court that you're dealing with over there with the Mavericks. And you can potentially build around that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting little team to follow in the West. That could be the next team to make their run into the top four. In the Western Conference, it really could. I mean, that's serious talent over there.
Yeah,
as your top two.
Do you think the
two
Knicks,
Dirks?
Do you think that do you think that the Knicks didn't trust he'd be healthy? Any, you know what?
I think it's part of it.
He's coming off an ACL.
It's part of it. I'm not.
Can't stay on the court.
Can't stay on the court. Doesn't want to. Can't stay on the court and doesn't.
And
like,
oh, by the way, there's no guarantee he's staying there. You know?
No, there's no guarantee, but. You take that chance if you're the Mavericks. It's the Paul George chance. It's the, it's the chance that they're taking with Kawhi. They be in Toronto. You take that chance. Dallas has a lot of money. Dallas is super chachi. Maybe Porzingis looks like a super chach. So yeah, I think that could work. I'm eyeballing that one.
Yeah, from here.
I'm eyeballing this. He looks like a huge chach. So I think it worked.
I don't know I know that he was hated when he first got there, but if some of this started didn't get to his head a little bit.
Yeah.
It was interesting, though, that the Knicks leaked that Porzingis isn't happy, and 5 minutes later he was traded.
Yeah.
It's almost like, hey, let's make him look like the bad guy. He doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
And we're going to trade him. Because if the story was the other way, man, I'm so excited to get back on the court. I'm pumped. If that leaked first and they traded him, the Knicks, all of a sudden the fans are like, really? There was like one bright spot here, and just traded him?
So listen to this. You guys probably didn't even pay attention to this. Back in 2014, I got information that what was the guy's name for the San Francisco 49ers, the slot receiver? No, I mean the Seattle Seahawks that
he wanted
the Buffalo Bills from Florida. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sammy?
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
Come on, Dell.
The Buffalo – what? Who
Percy
went to
Harvin?
Buffalo?
Yeah, Percy Harvin.
Oh, Percy.
So Harvin. Percy Harvin.
He went to Vikings.
I got information that Percy Harvin had beaten up. I got information that Percy Harvin had beaten up Golden Tate Super Bowl week. Just beat his ass in the locker room. I'm like, what? I got this. I think it was a day of or 2 days after they had just traded him. Maybe the day of. I got that information handed to me in my lap. I put it on Twitter. I got a ton of social media viral stuff because I broke this information. It was accurate, and I realized that this was in a roundabout way. It was put in my lap so I would put it out there, so that they would have because they wanted their covers. No, it was all accurate, and you can see a picture. They say I was told if you look at a picture of the team photo, you can see a black eye with Golden Tate. Sure enough, on that team photo, you can see it. And Golden Tate just did the Kermit sipping tea when he like retweeted my tweet and just did Kermit sipping tea because I said he had gotten in a fight with a teammate. I can't remember if I'd said Golden Tate. So this got out there. It made the rounds. It became it became fact, and it was acknowledged in several quarters. I also was told that he threatened to beat Russell Wilson's ass, and that's when everything went like, okay, we've got to get rid of him. This is too much. Because Percy's a lunatic, and he's a really tough, mean guy. Like, he's a mean, tough, mean guy. And they had to get him out of the locker room. He was just too much. And I think everyone's found out with Percy Harvin. But I realized that information, it didn't accidentally get to me. It was probably intentionally given to me, and I wasn't a big mainstream media guy. I wasn't with NFL at that time because they wanted it out there, but they wanted it to come from a side route, and they wanted to make sure that everyone knew, hey, we're not – because it was not a popular deal to trade Percy Harvin in Seattle, but they didn't want to come out and just say Percy Harvin is a guy who's fighting guys in the locker room, but they wanted to make sure it got out there. The Porzingis stuff – all these teams do this stuff. It's just how they leak it. I just happened to be lucky enough to get that because then I don't know if it was tied to it, but like a week later I heard from the NFL about one of the guys and asked if I wanted to do the draft stuff. So it might have been tied. I don't know if it was tied or not to it, but these teams are always going to put that stuff out there.
Yeah, it was tied to it. 100%. Like the quote is, Porzingis was also searching for clarity on his future role with the team, which is, all right, hey, I want to come back. What's happening? And they left the meeting with the impression that he wanted to be traded. Not that he demanded a trade. It was, there's an impression, like, we feel like he wants to be traded.
Right.
There's no clear-cut trade demand.
Right.
Oh, and the Mavericks played there the night before. So they're probably working on a deal to save their asses in terms of the PR spin.
Do you think he wanted to be there, though? Based on, I haven't followed that mm-hmm. story extremely closely, but it doesn't appear as though that's something that is that he wanted to do.
So
he
did
not sound like a guy who wanted to be there.
Do the Knicks want us to believe a multiplayer deal, including picks, was consummated within what?
2 hours?
Yeah, that's not accurate. Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah, right. So there's – it's like Kristaps is like, hey, we got to make it look like he doesn't want to be here because we will get killed at the only bright spot we've had in a long time. We just traded him for Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah, no,
and
clearly not.
And flexibility and free agency. Yeah, come on, Knicks.
All right,
that's something that had been hashed for a while. You'd been stomping those grapes to make that wine for probably a little while.
All right, 713-780-3776, live at Prime Social for the $10,000 guarantee today. Come on by.
ESPN 97.5.